Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic immense-style DJ intro from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that actually feels ready for the booth. The goal here is not just to make a drum loop. We want that high-energy jungle and drum and bass intro that a DJ can drop into a mix with confidence. So we're going to stack the energy gradually. Start with the amen break. Shape it in simpler. Layer modern drums underneath. Add Atmos and FX for tension. And then arrange the whole thing into a clean 16-bar intro that leads naturally into the drop. If you've ever heard an intro that feels gritty, urgent, and full of momentum without sounding crowded, that's the sound we're chasing. First thing, set the project up for the right pace. In Ableton Live 12, set your tempo to around 174 BPM. That's a solid starting point for jungle and DNB. Keep the time signature in 4/4. And create a few tracks so you stay organized from the start. You'll want one for the amen break, one for a drum layer, one for Atmos or texture, one for effects and transitions, and maybe one for a bass hint if you want to tease the drop without fully revealing it yet. This is one of those styles where organization matters more than usual. DNB arrangements can get busy fast, so naming and color coding your tracks early will save you a lot of headaches later. Now bring in your amen break. Use a clean break if possible. Something with strong transients and not too much room sound. We want the punch and character, but we don't want a messy recording that fights the rest of the intro. Once the clip is in Ableton, check the warp settings. Set warp mode to beats, and preserve transients so the hit to tail stays sharp. If the break is already sitting at the right BPM, don't overwarp it. The whole point is to keep the groove alive while tightening the timing, not to flatten the soul out of it. Now for the fun part, slicing the break. You can right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, then use a transient-based slicing preset. Ableton will build a drum rock for you with the break split across pads, or, if you want more control, drag the break into Simpler manually and use Slice mode there. Either way, the idea is the same, don't try to use every slice. For an intro, you want the useful stuff. That means your kick slices, snare slices, ghost notes, hatchards, little fill fragments, and maybe a bit of cymbal noise. Ignore the weak slices. A tight intro is always stronger than a literal copy of the original break. Now create a MIDI clip and start programming the rhythm. For the first four bars, keep it simple and let the break identity come through. Put a kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, and then sprinkle in a few ghost notes and tiny hat hits for movement. You're not trying to impress anyone with complexity yet. You're just establishing the language of the groove. A good way to think about it is this. The amen is the lead instrument. It's not just percussion. So use one or two signature slices like hooks. Let them answer each other. Let one slice hit. Then leave a little air before the next one. Those gaps matter. In jungle, space is part of the rhythm. As you program, humanize it. Vary the note velocities. Nudge a few hits slightly early or late. Don't hard quantize everything into a grid until it feels robotic. If you want, use a subtle groove from the groove pool, but keep it light. The swing in the style comes from micro-timing, not just a percentage setting. Next, layer a modern drum kit underneath the break. This is where the intro starts to feel bigger and more club-ready. Add a clean kick, a tight snare, and maybe a crisp hat or a subtle rim. Keep the layer simple. Its job is to support the amen, not replace it. For the drum layer, use a QA to clean up the low end on the hats and cut any mud from the snare if needed. Then add a little saturator for harmonic bite. Maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive. Drum bus can add punch and some character, but don't overdo it. A light glue compressor can help the layer sit together without crushing the life out of it. On the amen itself, shape the tone carefully. Cut unnecessary subrumble below about 30 to 40 Hz. Trim some low mid mud if the break feels boxy, usually somewhere in the 250 to 500 Hz range. If the snare gets harsh, you can notch carefully in the 3 to 6 kHz area. Then a little saturator and maybe a touch of drum bus can bring out some grit. And wait, use utility if you need to narrow the stereo image or keep the low end centered. A good teacher rule here is simple. If the intro starts sounding cloudy, remove low mid buildup before adding more sound. In this style, clarity is power. Now we build the atmosphere. Add a texture track with something like vinyl noise, a dark drone, a filtered pad, a distant metallic tone, or even a reversed ambience layer. This is the part that creates tension and gives the drums a sense of space. Put an auto filter on the Atmos and automate the low pass cutoff over the course of the intro. Start closed and slowly open it over 8 or 16 bars. Add a reverb with a long decay, but filter the reverb so it doesn't wash over everything. A high pass on the Atmos track itself can help keep room for the drums. If the atmosphere feels too wide or too distracting, use utility to rein it in. A nice arrangement move is to let the Atmos barely breathe in the first four bars, then slowly open it up in bars 5 to 8, bring in more high end in bars 9 to 12, and then strip some things away right before the drop. That contrast is what makes the intro feel like it's climbing. Now for transition effects. A stacked intro needs cues that signal change. Use a reverse crash, a noise riser, an impact, a sub drop, a take stop style rewind, or a short vocal stab if that fits the vibe. Ableton's built-in reverb, delay, auto filter, frequency shifter, and echo can all help create movement and anticipation. Place the riser in the last four bars. Add a reverse crash leading into bar 16. Then hit the downbeat of the drop with a clean impact. Keep these effects tight and intentional. If they drag on too long, they can make the intro awkward for DJ mixing. Now we start stacking energy with automation. This is the whole point of the lesson. Don't just add more tracks, add more intensity in stages. Automate the filter cutoff on your Atmos. Automate reverb send amounts. Open up delay feedback a little. Bring up volume in later bars if needed. Widen the texture early, then narrow it as the drop approaches, so the drop feels bigger when it lands. You can even automate a little more saturator drive in the later sections for extra excitement. Think of the intro in phases. Bars 1 through 4 introduce the break and keep things relatively sparse. Bars 5 through 8 add the support drums and a bit more motion. Bars 9 through 12 increase density, brightness, and detail. Bars 13 through 16 are your peak intro zone, where the riser, reverse crash, impact, and final fill all come together before the drop. That structure matters. DNB thrives on 8-bar and 16-bar phrasing. When your arrangement changes in musically sensible chunks, the intro feels intentional instead of looped. And remember, this has to be DJ-friendly. That means a clear downbeat at the start, enough space in the first bars for mixing, and no wild surprise fills unless you really want them there. If this intro is going to be used in a mix, don't overload the low end too early. Leave space for another track to blend in. A good DJ intro doesn't show all its cards at once. For a final bit of polish, you can put a light mastering style chain on the group or master just for previewing. A tiny EQ correction. A bit of glue compressor with only 1 or 2 dB of reduction. A subtle saturator, and maybe a limiter if you need it for a rough check. Don't overmaster this. The power should come from the arrangement, the break choice, and the layering. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overslice the break until it loses shape. Don't pile too much low end into the first bars. Don't make every section equally busy. Don't crush the break with too much compression and saturation. And don't fill every inch of the top end with hats and effects. Silence and space make the accents hit harder. If you want a darker or heavier direction, there are a few great moves. Use more industrial or detuned textures. Duplicate the amen and process one copy harder for grit. Use drum bus and parallel compression for extra smack. Automate a narrow resonant peak in auto filter to create tension. And keep any bass hint subtle. The intro should tease the drop, not explain it. A really effective trick is to think in rolls, not tracks. Ask of every sound, is this driving rhythm, adding weight, creating space, or signaling change? If it's not clearly doing one of those jobs, mute it. That mindset keeps the intro focused and powerful. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar stacked intro using just one amen break, one drum layer, one Atmos, one riser, and one impact. Keep the amen as your main rhythmic identity. Bring in the second drum layer after bar 5. Automate the Atmos filter from close to open. Add the riser in bars 13 to 16. Finish with a clean impact right before the drop. If you want to level it up, make two versions. One raw and jungle heavy, one darker and cleaner. Compare which one feels more mixable, which one hits harder, and which one creates the best drop payoff. So to recap, set the project to DNB tempo, slice and reprogram the amen, layer in modern drums, shape the sound with EQ, saturation, and drum bus. Add Atmos and FX for tension, and automate everything across 8 and 16 bar phrases so the intro keeps climbing. That's how you stack an immense style DJ intro that feels gritty, urgent, and ready for the club. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar by bar production checklist or a shorter narrated version for direct voiceover recording.